Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Modest Mussorgsky and the Walking Melody. Step through the frame. Tonight, we aren't just looking at a painting. We are walking right through the canvas. Close your eyes, because your ears are about to see things no eyes ever could. Can you feel the weight of the wooden floorboards beneath your feet? Each step is slow and deliberate, echoing through the high, dusty ceiling of an old museum. The air smells of oil paint and varnish. This walking melody has a name. Composers call it the promenade, a French word for a leisurely stroll, and it's about to take us somewhere extraordinary. Because a man named Modest Mussorgsky discovered a kind of music called program music. That's music that paints pictures. Music that tells stories without any words at all. We've stopped in front of our first painting. The frame is dark and crooked. Something is watching us from inside it. This is a gnomus, a twisted little creature from old Russian legends, with crooked legs and a wicked grin. The painter made him look mean and magical, hunched over in the shadows. Listen to how Mussorgsky painted him in sound. The music doesn't walk smoothly. It lurches. It stumbles. It freezes suddenly, then jerks forward without warning. Can you hear the gnome's crooked legs? The sudden stops and starts, like something scuttling toward you in the dark. The gnome scuttles back into the shadows. We can breathe again. Now, let me tell you about the two friends who made all of this possible. Victor Hartmann was a painter and architect who loved to travel. He filled sketchbooks with castles and cottages, witches and children, market squares and medieval gates. Modest Mussorgsky was a composer. A big, bearded Russian man with sad eyes and a wild imagination. They met at a party in St. Petersburg and became the best of friends. Victor would show Modest his latest drawings. Modest would play Victor his newest melodies. They understood each other the way only artists can. Two people who saw the world differently from everyone else. But then, something terrible happened. Victor Hartmann died suddenly at only 39 years old. His heart simply stopped. Modest was devastated. His friend, the one who understood his dreams, was gone forever. A year later, some of Victor's friends put together a special exhibition. They gathered 400 of his drawings and paintings and hung them in a gallery. Modest walked through that gallery alone. He stopped at each painting. He remembered his friend. And then he came to this drawing. Victor's sketch of the ancient catacombs beneath Paris. Underground tunnels lined with human bones stretching back centuries. Victor had drawn himself there, holding a lantern surrounded by skulls. Listen to these hollow, echoing chords, like voices calling out across centuries of darkness. Mussorgsky called this section Cum Mortuis in Lingua Mortua, Latin for with the dead in a dead language. And here, Mussorgsky did something beautiful. He brought back the walking melody, the promenade, but transformed it into something ghostly and glowing, as if Victor himself was walking beside him now, kept alive through music. That's what program music can do. That's what friendship can do. A person may be gone, but their art keeps a piece of them with us forever. But Victor's paintings weren't all about darkness and death. Oh no, his sketchbooks were bursting with life. Let's see what else he drew. Our footsteps grow lighter now, quicker, as we walk towards something bright. This next painting shows a fancy garden in Paris called the Tuileries. And in that garden, there are children. Children arguing, children squealing, children chasing each other around the flower beds while their nannies shake their heads. Listen for the high, chattering melodies. That's the children squabbling. Listen for the short, bouncy phrases that tumble over each other. That's them running and interrupting and never standing still. Chatter and fuss. The music was light and quick, high notes bouncing around like little voices, short bursts of melody interrupting each other. Mussorgsky didn't need any words. He painted those quarrelsome children with sound. Now our footsteps slow down again. We're walking towards something heavy. Victor Hartmann drew a picture of an old Polish ox cart called a bydło. Imagine the biggest, heaviest wooden cart you've ever seen, with enormous wheels taller than a grown-up. Two massive oxen are pulling it down a muddy country road. The wheels creak, the ground shakes. Listen for the deep, rumbling bass notes at the bottom of the orchestra. They sound like those huge wheels grinding through the mud. And feel how the music swells louder as the cart approaches us, then fades away as it disappears down a long, empty road. Here it comes, emerging from the fog. Can you feel the weight? Those low, groaning notes are like the wooden frame straining under its heavy load. The steady, plodding rhythm is like the oxen's tired footsteps through the mud. The cart passes right by us now. The music swells. We can almost smell the hay and the earth and the sweating animals. And now it's moving away, further and further, growing quieter, like something disappearing over the horizon. From something so heavy to something completely, wonderfully silly. Victor Hartmann designed costumes for a ballet, and in this ballet there were baby chicks. Not regular chicks, chicks still inside their eggs. Little fluffy heads poking out, little feet kicking, shells wobbling as they tried to dance. This is one of the most famous parts of Pictures at an Exhibition. It's called Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks. And it only lasts about a minute, because baby chicks can't sit still for long. Listen for the tiny pecking sounds in the high notes. That's the chicks tapping at their shells from inside. Listen for the fluttery trills that seem to tumble over themselves. That's them bumping and cheeping and falling over in surprise. All that peeping and pecking and wobbling. Think about what we've heard so far. A twisted gnome lurching in the shadows. Ghostly footsteps in underground tunnels. Children arguing in a sunny garden. A massive ox cart rumbling past. Dancing baby chicks in eggshells. Each painting creates a completely different world of sound. Heavy or light, scary or silly, sad or joyful. That's the magic of program music. It can paint any picture if you just know how to listen. Now, Victor Hartmann drew pictures of people too. Two men standing side by side, but they couldn't be more different. One was a rich, important man named Samuel Goldenberg. He had fine clothes and a proud posture. The other was a poor beggar named Shmuel, thin and anxious, always pleading for coins. Mussorgsky gave each of them their own melody. The rich man speaks in low, slow, grumbling thuds, dignified and self-important. The poor man's voice is a thin, shivering silver thread, high and nervous and pleading. And then, the two melodies play at the same time, like an argument where nobody listens. Two voices, one low and proud, one high and desperate. When they played together at the end, neither one could hear the other. The rich man ignored the poor man's cries. Some things in this world never change. But the gallery isn't finished yet. There's one more painting, and it's terrifying. The lights flicker. We're standing before a clock. But it isn't ticking. It's breathing. In Russian fairy tales, there's a witch named Baba Yaga. She lives deep in the forest, in a house that doesn't sit on grass. It stands on giant, scaly chicken legs that can stomp through the tallest pine trees. Baba Yaga flies through the night in a stone bowl called a mortar, cackling as she hunts. Hartmann designed a clock shaped like her terrible house, and Mussorgsky made the music absolutely wild. Listen for the jagged, crashing sounds. That's the hut stomping through the forest on its horrible legs. Listen for the shrieking brass. That's Baba Yaga herself, laughing in the darkness. Hold tight. Here she comes.
She's gone.
Disappeared into the forest. And now, after all those pictures, the gnome, the catacombs, the children, the ox cart, the chicks, the two men, the witch, Mussorgsky saved the biggest and most glorious painting for last. The Great Gate of Kiev. Victor Hartmann designed an enormous stone archway to be built in the city of Kiev in Ukraine. It was never actually constructed. It only existed in his drawings. But what a drawing! A towering gate covered in traditional Russian carvings, topped with a giant helmet-shaped dome strong enough to last 1,000 years. Mussorgsky made this music as grand as church bells ringing across an entire city. Our walking melody, the promenade, returns one final time. But now, it isn't just footsteps in a gallery. It's a hymn, a monument. This is Mussorgsky saying, "I will remember you, Victor. I will make the whole world remember you. Your paintings might fade and crumble, but I have built them into something that will last forever." Listen to those bells, ringing out across the land. 150 years have passed since Mussorgsky walked through that gallery in St. Petersburg. Most of Victor Hartmann's paintings have been lost. No one knows where they are today, but we still have the music. Every time someone plays pictures at an exhibition, those lost paintings appear again. The gnome lurches, the children quarrel, the ox cart rumbles past, the chicks dance in their shells, the witch's house stomps through the pines. All because one man loved his friend and found a way to keep him close forever. Good night, little one. May your dreams be full of colour and sound.